Mastering programming.
Being a good programmer is very easy if you keep everything in order. It gets even easier if you program for yourself. You become a master of your own world, a world of little machines. Things can get difficult when too many machines start biting at each other. This has been called leaky abstractions. You can think of things inside a computer program as little machines. Some machines move objects that have named values. For example, a commonly used object is user. The name of a commonly used value is email. And value of email is user@example.com. Such an object can be passed through a machine that detects bad email addresses. Example.com is a special fake domain name, so it is a bad email address. When detected, the entire user object will be bounced, or sent, or copied over to a program that suspends accounts. Woo! Prevents the user with that email from ever logging in ever again. When you fill out a login form on a website, you create a short-lived login object that goes into a system of such tiny little machines. There could be a machine that has a list of bad emails that will crush this packet of information, this object, and send an error object back to the login page. Or there could be a machine that right before password verification checks if the user is suspended and will just say,
"Invalid password,"
instead. If all you ever do is deal with these little object-passing machines, then that means you are a pretty good programmer already. But when you search for a job, people will try to force you to know 50 different things. No one should tell you what you should excel at or define what programming should consist of. That is foolish. Nor are you allowed to focus on memorizing answers to those questions, because to really know an answer, you have to encounter and solve the problem yourself. In the course of your mastery of programming, you will bump into every interview question there is, inside out. Interviews are strange and pretty dumb things, because you can build your own object-oriented language, and when asked about polymorphism, encapsulation, abstraction, and inheritance, not recognize it as a definition of object-oriented programming. A definition using those beautiful words is found in a school textbook. If you don't associate those four words with OOP by having encountered them in a textbook, you will fail the question. So a simple interview is a pretty dumb thing. A paid internship, now that is a good interview process. Even if you build your own OOP systems, and especially if you frequently employ polymorphism, encapsulation, abstraction, and inheritance through other means, such as event-oriented programming, or aspect-oriented programming, or agent-oriented programming, you may fail a simple interview. You have to remember that. Failing an interview does not make you a bad programmer, not at all. It makes you an expert in things that they can't yet conceive of. Do you understand what that means? You cannot expect schools to teach you programming because it is an art of world building. What schools teach will make a mess out of your ideas. You have to learn on your own and align everything in a perfect order. The machines have to be yours to come and connect together. You must become a Ronin Samurai. Make people confused, embarrassed, and maybe even angry sometimes. The point of programming is not to get a job. It is to change the world. The naysayers will check me here. What good is a programmer that knows not how to operate the DOM or CouchDB or SQL or some other named nonsense? But the answer is, my dear critic, what good are you for knowing those things? What are your amazing applications? Can I see them? No good at all. It is all in your head, dear critic. There are just two types of databases, in-memory and on-file system. If you combine the two together and prefix it with an append-only log, you'll have all you need. Keep your indexes in memory. Name your directories after record ID, like in CouchDB, and update with a version number and a UUID so that they may be saved into that folder without overwriting anything. Conflict resolution is achieved by looking at the UUID. Just a simple sort on the UUID gives you the winner and thus eventual consistency. Then just sync servers with rsync. Remember, all file names are named with a random UUID in it. No data will ever be overwritten, just updated. Naysayers, critics, benchmark sticklers, and ACID database test lovers, go home, eat your vegetables, and drink plenty of water. In the world of programming, you are always correct, because it is a world of your own making. You are the creator of your software, and you are also the hacker, the tester, and the administrator. It is easy to grasp what you have invented and use what you have invented to understand, reverse engineer, and infer other technologies. That is what makes a good programmer. Your greatest power is simplicity and order. Learn from Ward Cunningham. Mr. Cunningham connected WikiWiki web pages by removing spaces between capitalized words. If something was camel case, it would immediately become a link to a page named after those smooshed words. The only thing you needed to link pages together was capitalizing the words you wanted to make a link out of and removing spaces between them. System would detect an uppercase letter in the middle of a word and turn it into a hyperlink to another page. And best of all, if that page did not exist, it would say, "Hey there, stranger, this page does not yet exist. Why don't you create it?" Mr. Cunningham mentions the HyperCard, and yes, HyperCard is a wonderful idea. This is what being a programmer means. You start with Node or Electron and your first line of code. And then you move on to OOP or Event Emitter, and then you change the world. Create your first wiki, mod, or interactive fiction game, or a bot, or a music programming environment, and become unstoppable. So as long as you create your own systems within your own realm, you will never get lost, and you will never stop learning about everything else. Programmers are both Ronin Samurai and real magicians. They are unafraid to cast spells and build worlds and create universes.